Matters. Tomorrow's news, today.
We are 50 days, 9 hours, 59 minutes, 34 seconds. Until the election, the most important election in world history, it is Sunday, September 15, 2024. And on Friday's show, I said another assassination attempt against Trump is imminent, probably at Mar-a-Lago, probably at his golf course. That's the main target. They know when he's there most often. And we caught the globalists with their pants down on this big time. I have literally hundreds of articles where within minutes of this breaking, about an hour and 45 minutes ago, every channel, CNN, New York Times, all of them, have been given the official story by whoever, that it was just a gang shootout and it wasn't Trump and everything was fine. Then Sean Hannity was supposed to go with him and play golf this morning, but didn't. Calls Trump and calls other witnesses. They're between the fifth and sixth hole. The Secret Service see a guy with a gun pointed at Trump. They reportedly start shooting. They tackle Trump. He had a semi-automatic rifle described as an AK-47 type. They return fire. The individual flees in a black SUV and has been captured. Now, will they blame Iran? We don't know. But who gave them the story that, oh, it's a high crime area, the richest area in the U.S., and that it wasn't an assassination attempt of Trump? We saw and heard the same thing in Butler for 8 hours, that it was an assassination attempt and Trump had just fallen down. And then Google, for a month and a half, it was 2 month mark on Friday of the assassination attempt, wouldn't show any searches of Trump assassination, images, articles, videos. They just made that decision. So we're seeing the same attempt at information management, but it's failed. It's all at Relox Jones on X, Sean Hannity, Mara DeFall, Jack Posobiec. And we're going to get all those folks on the broadcast, but I'm tracking all this in live time as well. And obviously, we've been predicting all of it. I shot a report minutes before we went live. It's now on X that you can share. Donald Trump survived second assassination attempt as corporate media goes into full damage control mode. That's on Real Alex Jones on X. So, here's the headline. I have the video clips. CNN reports Trump was target of shots fired. CNN reports Trump was target of shots fired. Suspect detained after fleeing an SUV from Trump golf course shooting. Suspect pointed rifle at Trump, may have shot golf course before Secret Service opened fire. Suspect in Trump golf course incident arrested on I-95. MSM had their story lined up. Trump safer for gunshots fired in his vicinity. Remember, AK-47 semi-automatic rifles recovered as well as GoPro camera. Just in, Secret Service did fire back at possible assassin. Don't worry, AG Garland briefed on Trump security incident. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't go to the DHS or the Justice Department. They're the ones that had the stand down and lied to Congress and did what they did in Butler. And when they failed and Trump got even more popular, what were they going to try again? Well, you know what they're going to try again. They're going to try to kill him again and again and again. And Trump needs to start taking this stuff seriously. He needs to just go to a media bunker, point out the deep state's trying to kill him, and broadcast basically 10 hours a day. He'll win by 75 points. If he keeps running around, they will kill him. If he makes it to the election, they'll kill him when he's president-elect during the 76 days. It's absolute certainty they're going to keep trying till they kill him. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. We're live.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a reason during this election I've been broadcasting 7 days a week. We were up here yesterday filing a bunch of reports. We're here live right now at 4:06 Central Time, 5:06 Eastern, 3:06 Mountain, 2:06 Pacific. And it's because massive developments are happening every day. The globalist deep state tried to kill Trump and Butler. The evidence is overwhelming. They lied to Congress about it. All the evidence came out last week. They want to start pure World War III with Russia. Biden did greenlight bombing Russia starting as early as this week with heavy U.S.-made missiles. An act of war, Russia says. They need Trump out of the way for their big global plans of global domination. So there's so much to unpack here. Now, about 2 hours ago, on the golf course by Mar-a-Lago, between the fifth and sixth hole, citizens saw it, witnesses saw it. That's now come out. A man very calmly got up an SUV with a GoPro and a rifle and go up to the woods and wait, be right where Trump would be, totally being coordinated, ladies and gentlemen, and either began a shot or was about to shoot, and the Secret Service tackled Trump, shot at him. He escaped. They've captured him. Now, did the globalist hire through some third-party an Iranian who thinks he's for the Iranians, and they're about to set up Iran in World War III? Seen a lot of pre-programming on that. I don't know. Is it some maniac that had help? Because he clearly knew where right to be. And again, just like Butler, it was citizens. Hey, there's a guy on the roof with a gun, and nothing's done. 90 minutes, he's caught with rangefinders, a bag, a bike. He's jumping from building to building, didn't climb up the building. The Secret Service said, don't put people on the building. The Secret Service didn't shoot the shooter, crooks. It was the cops. Everything we were told was a lie by the same DHS that wants Trump dead, by the same Justice Department that's waging war against Trump. They failed at every level with the impeachments and the scams and the indictments and the fake conviction and the civil lawfare. The next thing on the trajectory is to kill him. And I'm going to say it again. What is Trump doing out playing golf? One thing to go to the rallies and have an iron glass around him or bulletproof glass. But I've said this about 1,000 times in the last 2 months, at least. I mean, probably 10 times a day, so do the math. That Trump is rolling the dice on this. So for me, that's the big front and center issue here. This is a Sunday emergency broadcast. Secret Service confirms second assassination attempt on President Trump in Florida. Alex Jones, that's me, is live on air right now, breaking down the deep state's next move and how to stop them. And I said, all last week, I said, imminently, they're going to try to kill him again. And then 2 hours ago, right when this broke, oh, it's just gang-related. It's a high crime area, which isn't true. Richest part of the U.S. Yeah, high crime area with all the cops and Secret Service all over the place running around. And it's no big deal. Everything's fine. Just like they said for 8 hours, Trump wasn't shot at. He just fell down. And you saw Google cover it up. So when you see them ready with their official story all at the same time, it's very suspicious. But CNN, to their credit, about an hour and 30 minutes later, just about 25, 30 minutes ago, came out and said, okay, we've talked to the Secret Service. They say the guy was trying to shoot Trump. The same story Hannity put out an hour and a half ago, because he is good friends with Trump. He lives in Palm Beach, and they were inviting him out, and he said, look, you guys just murder me too bad. You're too good at golf. I mean, Trump's a scratch golfer, almost professional. Some days basically is that good. And Hannity said, I can't get my ass kicked again. You're going to murder me. And he said, it's not a joke. It's sick that he said that. And then hours later, they try to kill Trump. So a lot's coming out. We'll cover it. We've got 4 hours here with the crew tonight. Sunday Night Live's coming up with Chase Geisler, 6 p.m. Central, in an hour and 50 minutes. I will stay on with him. And as more unfolds, we will have every bit of it here for you. But they have the suspect in custody. And if you think you're going to get the truth out of Mayorkas-controlled Secret Service or the rest of the FBI controlled by Merrick Garland, I got a bridge in Brooklyn. I want to sell you some oceanfront property in Arizona from my front porch. You can see the sea. But again, listen to me carefully. America is in a state of war with the deep state against the people. Top Democrats have said they're not going to accept Trump. They're going to have a civil war if he's elected in 50 days. So I'm going to say it again. Trump's got ice water in his veins, but you don't in a war put your top scientist or your top general out on the front line wearing his general's uniform where every enemy can see him and take a pot shot at him. That's not heroic. That's stupid. And Trump should really triple his security now. Oh, I heard the talk. Oh, they won't try the shooting again after they already did. Yeah, the hell they won't. Truck bombs, poisoning, missiles shooting down his plane, blaming Iran. I predicted that before they started pre-programming it. Days after they tried to kill Trump, I said it the day after and 3 days after they came out, oh, the Iranians were probably behind it. Did the Iranians have the Secret Service stand down? Or have Ronald Rowe, the real head of the Secret Service that ran all the stand downs, lie to Congress and do all that? No. They're making their move, folks. There's a coup over America. They stole the 2020 election. They know Trump's winning by a landslide. There's not enough fraud to steal it. Too big to rig. And so all they can do is try to kill Trump. And they're going to kill J.D. Vance, too. They already been sabotaging their aircraft. Both their aircraft have had problems all of a sudden, emergency landings. This is just out of control. Drone attacks, you name it. Pray for Trump right now. And you know what? If he keeps doing this stuff, I'm going to go on the trail following Trump around, bullhorning and making a big scene about this. I'm going to protest him if he continues to do this. Not that I don't support him. It's the opposite. Trump, you're in a war. It's time to put you in the bunker. And time to come out and say overwhelming evidence. Put a poll on X. 98% are going to say the deep state trying to kill Trump. You'd be an idiot at this point. They're starting to not know that, to not say that. They're about to start nuclear war with Russia. They just authorized Friday U.S. heavy missiles to start raining down inside Russia. Russia says it's an act of war. We'll go to war with us. And Bolton goes, oh, it's just a bluff. Like he bluffed going into Ukraine if NATO continued to expand there. He did it. So this is just out of control. This is end of the world type crap going on. But CNN now reports about all the video clips that the Secret Service says it was an attempted assassination. And the leftists and the Democrats and their influencers are all over X. I saw them going through the news. Oh, it's nothing. It's just a backfire. Oh, just gang related. Putting out the official story that's still been discredited. It's just like they tell you there's no Haitians eating geese or cats, and there's just tons of videos of them eating them and doing recipes on it, and the media is still telling you it doesn't exist. Oh, there's no Venezuelan gangs, or no MS-13, or no inflation, or no open border, and she was the border czar, and she wasn't the border czar, and now she is the best border czar ever. I mean, she said Tuesday with Trump that it's crazy. She doesn't want to take any guns. Why? Tim Walz loves guns. He loves to hunt. That's the quote. Yesterday, she puts out an official policy link saying ban all semi-autos, ban all assault rifles on her ex with a link to the new policy paper saying ban all semi-autos on the frickin' her campaign website. So 4 days before, he's crazy, it doesn't exist. And then 4 days later, she says now she wants it again, even though we have 20-plus videos of her saying it in the last few years. Just like she wants to ban fracking. Hell yeah, I'll ban all fracking. Now, I never said that. You're crazy. So they just gaslight and gaslight and gaslight so you don't take action. You know it. They're trying to kill Trump. They're going to try again. And Trump's just out there on the golf course where major roads drive by, where people can just get in those giant shrubs they've got there dividing the neighborhood. And the guy just parks his car, gets out with a gun, knows right where Trump's going to be magically through the giant shrubs. You can't even see through them. I looked it up. Like 30-foot tall giant shrubs. He just magically knows right where to pop out where Trump is. Just magically on 18 holes, knew right where Trump would be, right there at the right moment. The Secret Service and the police are all sitting there, you know, just standing around. But a citizen ran up and pointed it out and saw it again and made a big noise. Hey, there's a guy with a gun right here. Secret Service, who were good, the local ones, the ones with Trump. Boom, 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 boom. Which they should have done. So it's on, folks. It is on. And let me tell you, I got a vested interest in Trump surviving and becoming president. They've been coming after me and doing all sorts of dirty tricks. I'm not going to spend our time on it. You know the stuff going on. It's happening to anybody prominent defending Trump. They're coming after everybody, including you and your energy and your children and your health and your Social Security and your bodily autonomy with forced injections in a UN treaty. I mean, we're going into slavery hardcore. You think stuff's crazy now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We are in a state of war. The globalists have hijacked the country. They stole the election. They're at war with us, our nation, our currency, our border, our culture, our children, our bodies, our lives. And everybody has this normalcy bias. I just want to go to the movies and a nice dinner and I want to go bowling. Fine, great, I love all that too. But you don't do that when your country is being destroyed and starting World War III by psychotics. There's no way to describe how serious this is. And I keep saying it needs to be urgency. It needs to be a concern. You need to listen to me. And I know the listeners get that. The left's like, big deal. Putin won't do anything when we start bombing him next week. What? I mean, it's just all completely bonkers. Now, they just started the press conference. Here it is. We'll go to some of this. Notice you didn't have a press conference in Butler because it was all planned out. Even more than this. But he was given protection, and they had their official story ready within 60 seconds of it breaking. The same story everywhere. How would they know that? Gang-related, not Trump. A gang shootout. Horrible crime area. Total horse crap. Politico, CNN, all of them. But soon the Secret Service said, nope, there was a guy trying to shoot him. Let's go to the press conference. Here it is.
Talk about ahead of time. We are going to give you, when I say we have a representative from the FBI, from the Secret Service, from the State Attorney's Office. We are going to give you everything we have. Everything. All right? So when we get done, think about your questions, because we're not going to take a lot. And keep them to the information that you heard. Don't get into what-ifs, and because of this, we're not going to go there. All right? So keep that in mind, and we'll be good. So here we go. All right. 1:30 this afternoon, call came out, shots fired. That was called in by the Secret Service. Because we're in constant contact with them all the time, we were notified of that, and we had units here that immediately sealed off the area. Fortunately, we were able to locate a witness that came to us and said, hey, I saw the guy running out of the bushes. He jumped into a black Nissan, and I took a picture of the vehicle and the tag, which was great. So we had that information. Our real-time crime center put it out to the license plate readers. And we were able to get a hit on that vehicle on I-95 as it was headed into Martin County. We got a hold of Martin County Sheriff's Office, alerted them, and they spotted the vehicle and pulled it over and detained the guy. After that, we took the witness that witnessed the incident, flew him up there, and he identified as the person that he saw running out of the bushes that jumped into the car. Now, in the bushes where this guy was is an AK-47 style rifle with a scope, two backpacks which were hung on the fence that had ceramic tile in them, and a GoPro, which he was going to take pictures of. So those are being processed right now. The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off. So that's what we know about the investigation. We have somebody in custody right now that is a potential suspect. We got a little bit more work to do on it. But as we usually do, as soon as we decide that we're going to book him into the county jail and the charges that he's going to be booked into, we'll get those to you, and we'll get a picture of him, and we'll get you his background. So now I'm going to turn it over to the representative of the Secret Service, and he's going to make a brief statement.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I first want to thank all of our law enforcement partners, to include the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office and the Martin County Sheriff's Office, for their involvement today. Former President Donald Trump is safe and unharmed following a protective incident shortly before 2 p.m. on Sunday at Trump International Golf Club at West Palm Beach. The U.S. Secret Service personnel opened fire on a gunman located near the property line, and this matter is under investigation. I'll turn it over to my partners over at the FBI.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Veltri. I'm the special agent in charge of the FBI's Miami field office. The FBI has assumed the role as the lead federal law enforcement agency in the investigation of the incident that occurred earlier today at Trump International Golf Course here in West Palm Beach, Florida. We've deployed a number of resources, including investigative teams, crisis response team members, bomb technicians, and evidence response team members as well. What we need right now is for the public to avoid the area around the golf course. We will continue to support this investigation with the full resources of the FBI, alongside our partners with the United States Secret Service and the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, as well as Martin County Sheriff's Office and state and local law enforcement. I would ask that if anyone has any information that may assist with this investigation, to contact our tip line at 1-800-CALL-FBI or at tips, that's T-I-P-S dot FBI dot gov. Thank you.
David? Hi, I'm Dave Ehrenberg, State Attorney for Palm Beach County. I want to thank Sheriff Bradshaw and our partners at the local, state, and federal levels. I'm here because our prosecutors are currently working up warrants and a motion for pretrial detention for the suspect. In that way, he will be kept in custody. But our filing of these warrants and charges at the state level does not preclude federal charges that could be coming. But in the meantime, it looks like the warrants and the pretrial detention motion will happen first. And again, I want to thank the cooperation we've had with our federal partners and at the local level. And thank you all for being here today.
Okay, we're going to make these pictures available to you. It'll show you a picture of the backpack and the rifle. And there's also a GoPro on the fence there where he was intent on filming what was going on. Even though we're going to have to secure a couple areas around the golf course here, the public doesn't need to panic. We know that we got a post office, a library, and a school down the street. So we'll make it convenient for you to get to all the places you need to go, get your kids to school.
All right, let's stop right here. They're not going to have any more information. Okay, and we'll track it as it unfolds. Here's the deal. Put the satellite photo of Mar-a-Lago back on screen, please. So Trump built a $45 million golf course right next to Mar-a-Lago. It's in Palm Beach. People are confused. They go, is it Mar-a-Lago or Palm Beach? Mar-a-Lago is his resort in Palm Beach. It's the most expensive real estate in the world. He was convicted for saying it was worth $200 million when the judge, who didn't have a real estate license, said it was worth $18 million. 2 acres last year sold next to it for $200 plus million. So it's probably worth $1 billion. The point is, that doesn't matter. Put it back on screen, please. If you look at it, there's a giant hedge that goes all the way around it, about 30 feet tall. And there's roads, as you can see, around two-thirds of it. So how did this individual, they now reportedly have his photo, it's reported, it's alleged, but it's being reported, of him being stopped, and it's a white man in his 60s. But in the fog of this, we're not sure yet. Other people are saying it's him. We're just saying it's being reported. How does he duck in with a gun into the woods, into shrubs, into a big divider of trees, and they reported calmly, and then get a line of sight on Trump and reportedly start firing. We're not sure. But shots were fired. And the Secret Service either returned fire or saw him aiming the gun and shot at him. And then he left the gun and ran back out. And the witness that saw him go in and saw him come out, they saw all this crap and pointed what car it was, the police that were already rolling up. And look, I'm not going to even attack the police. When you're having to protect, let's put that back on screen, this gigantic area with post offices and schools and grocery stores and condos and mansions all around it, shopping centers. I mean, this is the richest area now in the United States. It used to be New York. It's now there. Everybody, the rich people in New York move there. That's where they moved. Trump first did it 35 years ago. It was pretty much run down when he went and did it. He built it up. But the point is that how the hell do you defend that? How did I sneak in Bohemian Grove 24 years ago? Right around the Secret Service. Because they, it's a gorge. You only got one big entrance to it. And then redwoods that go up. And it's literally 1,000 foot plus. You know, you're already up in the hills, the mountains. So it's a mountain gorge. But I just slipped in and slipped around them. Because they didn't have a solid perimeter. I had 150, maybe 120 yards to get through, and I snuck right around him. And I got footage of it. So that is undefendable unless they came in with an emergency. He's not the president. He can't do it. And shut the area down. Trump shouldn't do that. He should pick one of his golf courses that has a resort area in the corner of it. They have those. He owns a bunch of golf courses. It's got a mansion on it that can be defended and encircled with no major roads around it so that people can't bring truck bombs in. And then that's not even safe because they can hijack a jet and fly it into them. So he needs to be in a bunker. Not on the news. Trump's back at Mar-a-Lago. And everybody knows he plays golf every day. And then this guy... And there are police and Secret Service all over the place, patrolling back and forth. Pulls up, parks his SUV, and then magically knows how to run in the woods. And I've looked it up. They do question anybody that pulls a car off and parks it, usually within a few minutes. So he wasn't like checking here and checking there and pulling over here and running over there and looking for Trump on a giant golf course, 18 holes. I live on one, folks. Believe me, it'd be hard for me to... You know, just know somebody's playing golf at some time and then just drive around on the roads looking and hoping I see them. Especially when there's these big shrubs that are solid. I've seen shots from the ground. They're just these big trees that start at the bottom, those Roman-style trees. I forget their name. They're just, it's solid. So the neighbors don't have to see it and the golf balls don't hit them. So the golfers have privacy. And so this guy knew right where to pop in and nobody else is pointing that out. I mean, this is ridiculous. Just like with Crooks, the whole stand down, them protecting him, running around the roof forever. It's ridiculous. Now, I'm going to get a cup of coffee, and I'm going to come back and lay through all this. But we can obsess over the new assassination attempt and the details all day. You're an idiot if you don't think the deep state, bare minimum, told this guy where to go. Now, notice you're seeing a press conference right away. You never saw one in Butler, did you? Because that was a total setup. This guy just got told where to be. Guaranteed had an earpiece or a phone, but the FBI is going to be in control of that phone. Who told him where to be? Who guided him to what spot? They need to check all his GPS, his phone record, how many times he's been back to the golf course, who'd he meet with. But the Justice Department's going to run and control this, so you'll never see that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months. Now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday, September 15th, 2024 broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right. I'm going to break down what's happening, and I'm going to just tell you right now, and I know this audience gets it, but we need to take, everybody watching and listening needs to take the feed from X at Real Alex Jones and share it on your email, your text message, on X, everywhere, on Facebook, everywhere else, and Infowars.com/show. That's how we reach more people. And you've been doing that lately. And so we had 15 million people watch the debate on our feed. We had 40 million watch Friday's show on X out of our five feeds. One had 30 million. The rest totaled 40 million as of this morning. 40 million people clicked on the video. That's you. You did that. So go to the live feed right now. We'll show it to you on X. I put out like five headlines with a live feed in it. And we're going to educate and brief America here. CNN's top shows have 1 million viewers. Their smaller shows, 80,000. Just understand, they're a joke. The corporate media is dead. They have no power anymore except the power you give them in your mind. Now, I say this to the audience. I know most of the audience knows this, but for new viewers, this is not a Netflix true crime drama. This is not a Netflix fiction show. This is not Lord of the Rings. This is the real world on this planet. My life, your life, our lives, our children's lives together. Now, this did not happen 50 days out from the election by accident, just like Butler didn't happen by accident. The cover-up and the lies and the stand-down and everything else. And it's a no-brainer that they're going to try again and again and again and again and again and again to kill Trump. And they asked in the press conference that's still ongoing, well, why didn't he have Secret Service guard in the golf course? Well, he's not the president. He gets a small number. And he supposedly has Army Special Operations former people, there's no such thing, that are guarding him as well. Well, didn't work, did it? A private citizen stopped it, like they tried to stop it in Butler, but the Secret Service sat there while the guy ran around the roof for 26 minutes. Well, I ran around with a rifle for 6 minutes. He's got a gun, he's got a gun, he's got a gun. You can see on cameras from behind Trump, the guy crawling around up there with a naked eye, 150 yards away. And now this guy drops in on a giant, huge golf course that has some of the huge thoroughways, you know, huge 200, 300-yard holes, gigantic. And he just knows right where to drop in where Trump is and tries to kill him. So, this, ladies and gentlemen, is history happening right now. Now, there's video. Crooks running around on the roof. So, this is a joke. How bad this is. So, they've done it again. They will do it again. And I made a big deal about it, that Trump should not be parading around in front of everybody. People understand if he says, look, they keep trying to kill me. I've got to get in as a president. I don't control the Secret Service. I don't have protection. And he can digitally dominate and do fireside chats every night and do roundtable interviews and invite all the independent media there that's bigger than the mainstream media that's not mainstream. He should do Elon Musk updates every few days with a billion viewers. Instead, J.D. Vance is on CNN half the time talking to their million viewers, getting beat up by him. I mean, it's a joke. And the corporate media is talking about Laura Loomer. Nothing against Laura, but, you know, my God. But this did not happen in a vacuum. Wednesday, the British say we've been given a green light to start bombing inside Russia with high-power, precision-guided U.S. made missiles. They put the explosives in Europe. The UK owns the company. Storm Shadow. You can fire them from 1,000 miles away. The ones they're getting them go like 500. And you can hit a postage stamp with it. You can sit there and stand there in a field with your mouth open and they can drop the missile right into your mouth. The nose cone would hit you right in the teeth. So, Russia has said that'll be an act of war. They told the UN that on Friday. And Biden on Friday came out in the London Guardian, New York Times, said, well, yeah, we just don't want the blame for it, but we give the authorization. Trudeau came out and said, yep, it's all authorized. And so will it start tomorrow? Will it start today? Will it start next week? How will the Russians respond? Got a guy with his backpack and his, you know, gun and all the rest of it with his scope. They said it was an AK-47 type rifle. The clip, the magazine, looks like one. But I don't know. The rest of the rifles, they look like a Dragunov or whatever those Russian-style sniper ones are. There are a lot of those sold on the market here in the United States. Not the rifle I'd use. But thank God these guys aren't using 300 Win Mags. Or 338 Lapua or some of the others. I know there's some smaller rounds people like, but I like a 300 Win Mag. I can shoot mountain goats at 800 yards all day, never miss. But thank God they're not using a real rifle. But that's what these people think are good. So here we are. And the Secret Service fired at him and stopped him. But I'm going to say it again. They wanted to get Trump out of the way before full war with Russia. And I just cannot believe we're in this position. I cannot believe things are this serious. I keep telling my family who are dialed in and smart. They knew about the stuff where I was born. They're still just going to the movies. And, oh, Alex, don't worry about it. Hey, let's go on a trip. Let's go on a Caribbean trip next week. No, not happening. I'm going to Reading next week with Tucker and Jack Posobiec because it's key, and it's key to reach those people, and it'll be on the podcast that probably reach 30 million people. So I'm doing that. But after that, I'm done for the election because I need to stay right where I'm at to report on this because I can reach tens of millions a day. And there's no danger at that rally, obviously. It's Trump as the target. But my point is that I can sit here digitally morning, noon, and night, just like we do and Steve Bannon does, emulating us. And I love the fact that he does that. He'll be out of jail hopefully soon. They've neutralized him for all this. Tried to take us off the air 10 weeks ago, remember? Outside of court order. Total vigilantism by the Justice Department. Through the bankruptcy system, the judge shut him down. I mean, that's how desperate they are. And when they tried to shut us down without a court order 10 weeks ago, literally came here to lock the place and said, we don't need an order. Get out of the way. I said, no, I'm not. I'm calling the police. People said, that can't be true. That sounds insane. But later came out in the news, they did that. Reuters AP was proud of it. Oh, yeah, they tried to shut down. Jones didn't let him, but we'll shut it down soon. It wasn't about me. I said, they're getting ready to kill Trump. I mean, that's not a hard thing to. They got the Justice Department trying to shut us down without a court order, not even a piece of paper. I got physically ill when that happened, started throwing up all over the place. Crew's like, what's wrong? Laura Logan was here the next day after it was happening. They tried again. She said, why are you so upset? I said, they're going to kill Trump. I said, oh, no, they're going to kill Trump. It's imminent. It's imminent. That's why they did this. I mean, I'm not stupid. You're a sentry on a parapet at a castle 1,000 years ago, and you see some movement in the edge of the woods there, and all of a sudden seven arrows shoot past you and shoot the other sentry in the head, and one grazes you in the arm. You don't go, oh, poor me, somebody tried to hurt me. You start ringing the alarm bell, bang, 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 bang. You light the emergency torch. You say, probable invasion. And sure enough, by the time your forces rally, 20,000 people come out of the woods with ladders trying to come over the walls, man. Those arrows came in here and barely missed us. We almost got shut down. The Justice Department had to bluff its way to take us off air. I didn't go, boy, I'm important. I mean, they're getting ready to kill Trump. Because I'm a sentry. I'm a Paul Revere on the parapet at 2 a.m. And I see in the shadows movement, and I'm looking over 60 yards, and all of a sudden, thew, 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 thew. Got it? The border's overrun. Everything's overrun. America is under attack. But it's a new type of asymmetrical warfare. It's not Nazi Germany and army tanks or the Soviet Union and missiles. It's the New World Order bombing you with poison shots, bombing you with poison culture, bombing you with devalued currency, bombing you, attacking you, lying to you, savaging you. They're enemies. That's why Kamala said, I've never wanted gun control Tuesday. And then she came out officially and said, we want to ban all your semi-autos Saturday. Even though she said before she wants to ban them all. She goes, you're crazy. I never said that. Like Tim Walz hunts. 4 days later, I'm going to ban your guns. Like, why does she do that? Because it's disrespecting you. Yep, there he is, coming up to the edge of the shrubs, the trees. Knew right where Trump was. Trump was, again, at hole 5 when it happened. Going to hole 6. And he knew right where to pull up. And that road's just full of police and Secret Service. I've talked to folks that are there. I've looked at on the news. I mean, you're talking, that one's rolling by every 30 seconds, back and forth. If you look at, I've seen the newscast, you'll just see constantly 3 or 4 police cars driving up the road, back and forth, turning around. Imagine that job, just all day, back and forth. Anybody pulls over and stops, gets in the woods, this guy, he just magically knew right where to pull up and right where to pop out. Again, I've said it 100 times or more. The average Secret Service man is a good person. And they're the ones that can get shot for Trump. They're the ones that are there shielding him. They're the ones that care. They shot back. They shot at the guy when he pops out of the woods with his rifle, which looks like a, put it back on screen. It's in the shadows, but I know why they're calling it AK-47's talk. It's got the banana magazine clip, as it's called, popular nomenclature, but it's a magazine. And it looks like a, was it Dragoff? Yeah. I've never owned one. I've shot one. Looks like it's even got the little Russian scope on it. Not a piece of crap. I mean, it's not bad. It's just not a 301 mag. So, and are they going to say he's a Russian? Are they going to say he's a Iranian? They've got these stories all pre-programmed. But the big takeaway here is Trump going to stop acting like a fish in a barrel, or that he's at the carnival and he's one of the targets you sit there and you shoot at with the BB guns? You know they've had them since I was a kid. You go to the carnival and they put the little piece of paper up there with a red star. You got to shoot it just perfectly all out to win a prize. The secret is you don't shoot the star itself. You shoot in a circle around it. They always get mags. I just win and 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 win. They put a whole strip of, so it's like a clip of BBs, and they load it in, and it's air-powered. Does Trump, like, want to be like the piece of paper with the red star on it at the carnival? Because that's what he is. I mean, maybe he likes getting shot at. But I'm going to be really upset when they kill him, and they just tried again. And if you think it's going to be 2 months till they try again, think again. They got people lined up for 2 days from now, next week. They got people swarming around. They're just waiting to have some driver or somebody that works with one of these reporters, be a Trump supporter, mainstream media, doesn't matter, that get on Air Force One. Trump should not have the press corps on his airplane. Everyone should be double searched when they come on, because all it takes is a half pound of plastic explosives or 2 pounds. Or a pound, woven into the inside of a purse, inside the lining, and then the plane's taken off, perfect time, and all you do is dial the cell phone, doot, 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 call, and when the call goes through, fuselage blows out, it'll probably detonate at about 3,000 feet to get a good crash. You ready for Trump? You ready to wake up? Are you ready to be at work at lunch and everybody starts running around going, oh, President Trump's plane went down? You ready for that? Ready to hear, oh, a big explosion at Mar-a-Lago? You ready for that? You ready for that? Because that's what you're going to be watching and you're going to be seeing, and he'll be dead. And then they're going to stage a bunch of false flags and say right-wingers did it in response to it. And this is all very easy to know what's going on. I'm sitting here like telling you what's going to happen if Trump doesn't stop. Do I have to get on an airplane and find his schedule and go make a huge scene? I've been thinking about what I'm going to have to pull. Oh God, do I have to do everything? So, I mean, I don't know what to say. I got Don Jr.'s number, and I've called these people. I could call up and yell at him, I guess. I've been nice so far. I mean, do you want your dad's blown-off head in your hands? I know you don't. So you can only tempt fate so many times. God's hand is on Trump. But Hunter S. Thompson said, trust in God, but we're away from the rocks. The Bedouins say, trust in God, but tie up your camel. God helps those that helps themselves. And we have madmen running the country, and they're totally at war with us, and Trump needs to be very direct with people. They're trying to kill him, and twice is enough. He needs to go digital. He needs to decide where he's going to move and when, not tell people till like an hour before. Because next they're going to hit his motorcade with a truck bomb. Look, the Secret Service knows the route he takes. That'll be given to Merrick Garland or Mayorkas. Look, I guarantee you, they got truck bombs with plastic explosives loaded up right now. And all they got to do is park one in a garage on Trump's route. And he's driving by 50 feet away from it on the road. And they go, bloop. And then his armored sedan will roll five or six times. And he will, bare minimum, be seriously brain damaged. Ask the troops that get blown up by IEDs how it feels. And it's going to be a lot bigger than that. So he might survive that. Or they shoot down his airplane and say the Iranians did it with a surface-to-air missile. You know they're trying to poison him's food. I know he takes precautions for that. He's worried about that for a while. So he'll randomly tell his staff, go get 20 cheeseburgers. And he looks at them all and picks one. So, or he has trusted people at Mar-a-Lago that he comes, he picks the steak. You've seen it on footage. And he goes, oh, I want that one. He watches him cook it, watches him make a spaghetti, his fettuccine Alfredo, his lobster tails, or he goes to buffets. He knows buffets are going at Mar-a-Lago all the time. He goes to other golf courses, too, and he just shows up unannounced. He goes right up to the thing himself. Breaking. Eric Prince, founder of the private security firm Blackwater, calls on Florida Governor DeSantis to immediately assume control of the investigation in the second Trump assassination attempt. He adds, the feds have dropped the ball thoroughly on Butler, PA. The time for Florida to save the day. Damn right. Print me that. 100%. I mean, that's a nice way of saying the you know this was quarterbacked by Merrick Garland. Guaranteed, 100%. They used a couple of cutouts to, you know, tell the guy where to be. He was so coordinated. He was driving around in the area ready. They probably drilled it a few times. His source says, all right, go to zone such and such. He's got it marked on his GPS, pulls up. Well, there's Trump right there, pops out with a gun. Secret Service start firing at him. We're not sure if he fired. And the rest is history. I mean, precision. Precision. Would you know how to just pull up at Trump's giant golf course and just randomly walk in the woods and there he is while the cops are driving back and forth the Secret Service who do their jobs and would run over? They were there when he runs out of the woods, gets in the car, and the guy goes, that's him, that's the guy, he had a gun. So they got him because somebody's like, hey, there's a guy right there, like they did in Butler. Hey, he's on the roof. There he is. Nothing's done for 6-7 minutes. Hey, he's got a gun. Everybody's running. He got a gun. Run. He's got a gun. Local police were locked behind the fence and not allowed in and had to ram through it when Trump got shot. I mean, this is ridiculous. This isn't coincidences. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, just so it's on record, I'm going to play all the CNN clips admitting it was an assassination attempt in the press conference and go over all the news and the background of it. And then we're going to join a Spaces with Mariano Fall, one with Nick Santor. They've had millions on there as well. It's good to join the streams. Contrary to what Ghostbusters says. And then cross the streams. And then we'll continue on to 8 o'clock tonight at least. But now they're going to really be desperate, and so it's not a hard prediction. It is a probable probability and pretty much a guarantee that they will now accelerate the timetable for killing Trump. And they definitely don't want Trump and J.D. Vance at the same place at the same time. So that's where we are. And it's the backdrop of the missiles to start raining down on Russia, and it could happen next hour. It could happen 2 weeks from now. I don't know. All confirmed, the U.S. government's going to greenlit NATO bombing the crap out of Russia, inside Russia, with giant cruise missiles that blow up whole blocks, blow up, you know, whole military barracks, whole airfields, large portions of it. So that's where we are with 50 days left of the election. And this is just, and a lot of people, this is like entertainment now. Oh, a guy charged the stage and tried to jump on Trump. Oh God, another guy tried to kill him. Oh boy, this is better than a TV show. This is people that have enslaved the country, that are destroying the nation, trying to kill our leader because we're trying to get control again and fix things, that just tried to kill him again. They just tried to kill your freedom. They just attacked you. Do you understand that? Do you take this personal? This is not a fucking game. All right, let me do this because we're going to win. Trump's going to be safer. I trust in God. God's hands on us, and we've got to stay on air. Before I start the next hour, we had 40 million viewers on X of Friday's show. It wasn't just my show. It was the loop of all the shows. The network feed had 30 million. My show, you added up the other shows. There's over 40 million views of the shows Friday. But a loop of Harrison, myself, and Owen, 30 million plus. And then others, 10 million, 40 plus million. And I'm not bitching. It's great. And we did see some uptake in sales. We had millions and millions on InfoWars. But it's new listeners, folks, and they don't buy crap. It is the original hardcore folks, who you are, that are supporters, that are responsible for the fact we're reaching so many people. I salute you. I thank you. Great job. And so I just ask you to continue, and I thank you, and I appreciate the great products you need. And I want to encourage all the new viewers. These are great products, great supplements, great T-shirts, great books, films, highest quality water filtration at the lowest prices. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And we now have the AlexJonesStore.com. One word. We'll put it on screen. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you go there, there are now 40-plus T-shirts designed by some of the top designers in the country. They make a lot of the Trump shirts, you name it, the folks at Bigley. A lot of Alex Jones, InfoWars-centric shirts, Kamala Kills, 30-plus awesome ball caps, Don't Snack on Me with a Cat, it's really funny. We've come back with the Save the Frog shirt but with a bigger, better design. Never Surrender with Trump. We Are Not Descended from Fearful Men. It's all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. One word, TheAlexJonesStore.com. We're going to add a link up on X, on Real Alex Jones at the top, so you can always find it easy. But if you go through my feed, you'll see links to some of the T-shirts. These are designer shirts. They're beautiful. They're made right here and printed in America. There's over 40 designs now. That's the best-selling. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God, 1776, with the Punisher, red, white, and blue. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and the great supplements and more, and the great CBD oil at the lowest prices is so good for your whole body and inflammation is under InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget all the nano silver products, their Sublimal Foundational Energy, the Cabochill, and so much more at DrJonesNaturals.com. Please support us. Hour number 2, 3, and 4 straight ahead.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up. We're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now. Because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to keep the focus some on the march towards World War III, the biggest escalation with war with Russia in modern history. Then we'll come back and get into all the other breaking news. Stay with us. Here it is.
In February of 2022, President Joe Biden threatened the Nord Stream pipeline.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that? Exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
1 month later, he was a harbinger for World War III.
We're showing the strength and we'll never falter. But look, the idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III, okay? Let's get it straight here, guys.
6 months later, the Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed by NATO forces. NATO forces who overthrew the Ukraine government 10 years ago. NATO forces who have been building bioweapons labs and missile systems along the Russian border for decades. And now, NATO forces are discussing plans to deploy advanced long-range weapons to target deep into Russia, which would most definitely trigger a full-scale war with Russia. Vladimir Putin responded yesterday to this major escalation. He said that this is an attempt at manipulation because it is not about allowing or forbidding the Kiev regime from striking inside Russia. They are already doing that with drones, flying devices, and other means. But when it comes to using AI precision weapons, long-range Western-made ones, that's a completely different story. The point is, and I've already mentioned this, any experts could confirm this, both ours and Western ones, that the Ukrainian army is not capable of launching strikes with modern, high-precision, long-range, Western-made systems. This is only possible with the use of a proprietary system, which Ukraine does not have. This information comes only from European Union or United States satellites, essentially NATO satellites. That is the first thing. And very importantly, maybe the key thing, is that flight missions on these rocket systems can basically only be programmed by military personnel from NATO countries. Ukrainian servicemen are not able to do this. That's why it's not about allowing the Ukrainian regime to strike Russia with these weapons or not allowing it. It's about deciding whether NATO countries directly participate in the military conflict or not. If this decision is made, it will mean nothing less than the direct involvement of NATO countries, the United States and European countries in the war in Ukraine. This is their direct involvement, and it significantly changes the nature of the conflict. It would mean that NATO countries, the USA and European countries, are at war with Russia.
And if so, given the change in the nature of the conflict, we will make the corresponding decisions based on the threats posed to us. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, we're going to join a bunch of stations coming up. We've got Jack Posobiec coming on, a bunch of other huge guests that we've now officially lined up. We'll tell you about those coming up. This is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. This is a lot bigger than just killing Trump. It's about killing America and starting World War III.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the T-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we are now into hour number two. We have a new video coming up. They're grabbing right now. This just broke. It's on InfoWars.com. It was just handed to me. This is such incendiary rhetoric. This is exactly what Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, came out last week and said needs to stop. MSNBC on second assassination attempt. Trump had it coming. The video's on InfoWars.com. We'll play that coming up. These guys are very open about what they're doing. They tried to kill him 2 months and 2 days ago in Butler, Pennsylvania. They had a stand down. They lied to Congress. They're now a cover up. It's all confirmed. Even the Senate admits it. And now this guy knew right where to go around a giant golf course and pop out perfectly where Trump was and try to kill him. But the Secret Service pinned him down. He ran off. They caught him. And as I said at the start of the show, and as Eric Prince said later, it's a no-brainer. You can't have the DHS with Mayorkas and the Secret Service and the investigation. The leadership's pure evil. Definitely behind Butler, probably behind this. And the same thing with the Justice Department and the FBI. You cannot have them do the investigation. All right, there's a bunch of clips I want to get to just to get them on record. Here's one from the press conference where they ask, well, why wasn't there Secret Service out there on the road? And they're like, well, he doesn't have enough. He's not the president. It all goes for the puppet president and for Kamala and all the rest of it. That's my point, is Trump doesn't have adequate security, even with a regular giant Secret Service detail, with all these continued assassination attempts and the rest of it, he should not be doing this. And he should randomly pick a golf course he's going to be at and not tell anybody till the morning of. He's got his own jet, and he can fly 2 hours to one of his golf courses or somebody else's, and then he's safe because they don't have time to line this up. But he cannot just, oh, I'm at Mar-a-Lago for 4 days. I'm going to go play golf and then not think that somebody isn't coming to kill him. So here's something very important. This happened about 3+ hours ago, about 3 hours and 10 minutes ago in Palm Beach at the big golf course right next that he owns in Mar-a-Lago. Within minutes, the entire corporate press ran. It was just gang-related. He's fine. It wasn't directed at him. Everything's fine. That was their cover story. It was definitely told to them. We need to find out by who. Scripted, just like the cover-up at Butler and all the rest of that happened. And Google, you know, for months saying it didn't happen. And that's why ChatGPT is separate from Google, but it said it didn't happen when I interviewed it 2 weeks ago because Google says it didn't happen. That's information management. That's propaganda. That's brainwashing. That's 1984 on steroids. So they had that official story out. And that tells you everything you need to know. Just like Butler, they said, oh, he didn't get shot at. That's not true. For 8 hours, Forbes, CNN, New York Times. He just fell down. So this is really, 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 really bad. And it's in Trump's hands. He won't look like a scaredy cat. To understand that they're going to try and kill him over and over again, and if he really wants to have them win and let them kill him, he's got it in the bag. They're trying to kill him because they know they've only got so many dead people and people who've moved out of district and people that are engaged in fraud in Zuckerberg's database that they paid for. They've updated it. They've only got so many dead people. It's around 10% they can steal if they apply at all, if it's done right. 6-7% if they don't get it applied right in fraud. By, you know, closing the voting places and stuffing the ballots and putting them in the machines over and over again. That's why in all the places where Trump was winning when the polls closed and they go in and stuff in just enough for him to win, that's why he lost these states between 6 and 15,000 votes. They just got enough to get over the top. You got the graph where it's organic. He's above Biden. They close the polls, kick everybody out. They go in and start stuffing. And then, bloop, Biden goes up above just enough to get on top. That F curve it shows. So they know he's going to win. I mean, you got all these Hollywood people coming out for him now because they know where the support is. Got Elon Musk supporting him. And so that's where we are. And it's his to lose by getting killed. They don't have to believe the crap about, oh, she's really ahead and all this ridiculousness. That's just them trying to convince you if they're able to steal it that she actually won. He's 25 points ahead in the general election. Battleground's 15. They don't have the numbers to steal it. It's too big to rig. That's why they're going to try to kill him. This is not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's not even 1 plus 1 equals 2. It's like you look at the number 1 and say it's number 1. I mean, it's you look at the Atlantic Ocean. And you go, that's the Atlantic Ocean. Or you look at the moon at night, that's the moon. You look at the sun, that's the sun. Look at my shirt, you go, that's a black shirt. Trump's tie is red. So, you know, I mean, this is a fact. But they still gaslight us, the corporate media with almost no viewers, but we still listen to them like they're still the authority, like they're still in charge, like they're still, what they say matters. So what do we do about getting Trump to realize how much serious danger he's in and doing something about it? What do we do? So let's start out with just a short clip of the press conference. I'm going to play the Hannity clip, which was accurate, which came out first, and the media ignored him and didn't report on the guy that had just talked to the president and his friends that were there. He was supposed to play golf today. He's there all the time. Him and Trump are bosom buddies. And then I've got the CNN clips where they finally had to report the truth, just for new listeners, because there's a bunch of corporate media still saying it was gang-related and we're just making this up. So just play them back-to-back. Play the short press conference clip, then play Hannity, and then I'll get to these other clips of CNN admitting it was an attempted assassination. Here it is.
How was this able to happen? And for future reference, is there any up security in the golf course?
Well, you got to understand the golf course is surrounded by shrubbery. So when somebody gets into the shrubbery, they're pretty much out of sight. All right. And at this level that he is at right now, he's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this entire golf course around it. But because he's not, the security is limited to the areas that the Secret Service deems possible. So I would imagine that the next time he comes to the golf course, there'll probably be a little bit more people around the perimeter.
Anyway, so long story short is President Trump, they were on the fifth hole, they were about to go up to putt, and the way Steve Witkoff. Now, just as a little bit of background, Arthel, I happened to go to breakfast with Steve Witkoff and another friend of mine this morning, and I was invited to play golf. They happen to be really good golfers. I don't have a lot of time to play golf, so I didn't. I said thank you, but I'm not going to go out on the golf course and get killed out there. But long story short. So they were playing, they were on the fifth hole. And the way Steve described this, the way the president described it, they both had exactly the same story, which was that they heard pop, 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 pop. And Steve went into great specificity and great detail as to what happened right after. Within seconds, the Secret Service pounced on the president, covered him. You had snipers with tripods. They knew the direction where the shots had been fired, and they had eyes on the location where the shots had been fired. And long story short, they were. I have confirmed with both the president and with Mr. Witkoff that the gun has been found. They identified it as an AK-47. And thanks to Secret Service drone video coverage, they were able to identify the one individual involved in this shooting getting into a car after dropping the AK-47. And my understanding, according to both of them, is that that car has been identified, and I believe it's been surrounded. Whether or not that person has been apprehended or not, I don't know. This happened in a matter of seconds. A little more color, a little bit more details on this, is that when they got on top of the president, immediately what is called a fast cart that I believe has steel reinforcement and protection was able to whisk the president away, and then the Secret Service immediately sprung into action. They had eyes on where the shooting had occurred. I saw the New York Post report that these were two people shooting at each other outside the course. I do know, and they did confirm, that the shots were outside of the course, but certainly seemingly within range of the former president. So we don't have any details on any of that. They don't know that part. I only know the part of what they experienced while they were playing golf at Trump International in West Palm. Thankfully, the president is safe. Steve Witkoff is safe. The Secret Service apparently acted with incredible speed and professionalism, but certainly alarming in every way imaginable in light of what happened in Butler, as you mentioned.
Yeah, of course, this is very alarming. And Sean, have you spoken to the former president or texted with him?
I have spoken with the president three times since this incident, and each time I got a new piece of information, one that they had found, first of all, what happened with the shooting, the second thing that they had found an AK-47, third, right, that their drone footage was able to give them enough surveillance to identify the exact car that the individual involved in this shooting got into, and further detail that they gave me was that they were updated and told that that car had been found, identified, was surrounded by law enforcement. I don't know what happened from there. It could not have been too far away. I would say the time frame was less than a half hour between the time that the shooting actually took place and they identified the car. So
I'm trying to find out, like, how is he doing? That's what we want to know. How is he doing, if you spoke to him?
You know, well, you really want to know the truth, Arthel? He goes, there's more details, because I did hear, and Steve Witkoff was very clear. The first thing the president did when he got back to the clubhouse was make sure that everybody else was okay. He didn't see his golf partner with him. Where's Steve? Where's Steve? Where's Steve? And then Steve says, I'm right here. He got in maybe a few minutes behind the president. The Secret Service was able to get everybody to safety. Everybody else was taken off the golf course. Then when the president found out everybody was safe and nobody had been harmed, I guess in typical fight, fight, fight fashion, Trump said to Steve, and then he related to me, I really wanted to finish the hole. I was even, and I had a birdie putt. And it was on the fifth hole, which shows a lot of, I think, guts and gumption and very Trumpian, I guess, in every way. But, you know, the good news we can report is that in spite of this being in such close proximity to the president and others and the Secret Service, that they were not harmed. and that they are in safety. And I know the investigation will go forward. Probably more details, I would imagine, as time unfolds.
Sean.
All right. So. It's almost like a sport now. Yeah, they tried to kill him again. Well, he's tough. He'll put himself out there to get shot at again. It's going to be real funny when they kill him. Not. Eric Trump came out and said, London Guardian has the quote, "My father's running out of lives. Family and leaders shocked by Trump shooting. My father's running out of lives," said Senator Eric Trump on Fox News, Sarah Sean Hannity. "How many more rifles are going to come within assassination distance of my father?" And then I've got video like this will play. MSNBC on second assassination Trump. MSNBC on second assassination attempt. Trump had it coming. These people, man, they're literally out to get us. They want to cut our sons' penises off, and they brainwash them in public schools from Texas to New York, from Colorado to California. You think you're in a red state, but your cities are blue in most cases, and they put you in a database and keep it secret from the parents that they're getting them on the fast track to have their genitals cut off or be chemically castrated, and they're doing the same thing to little girls. I mean, what a sick group of evil freaks trying to give us poison shots, killing 35 million people. I mean, these are bad people, and their minions just full of venom. Now, I've made this prediction 1,000 times since they tried to kill Trump, and 1,000 before that. They just found the first one they found. It's from about poison or mass shootings or bombings or shooting his plane down. I always say the same thing. It's almost pointless to even play where I predicted this is going to happen because I've said it every show. Pretty much before they tried to kill him in Butler and grazed him, and now this. But this game of Russian roulette that Trump's playing, because the crews don't, I mean, I'm glad they found me predicting it, but they need to find where I predict he shouldn't be on that golf course. Mar-a-Lago's the main target to either truck bomb, because they let trucks get up close, you just drive through the barricades, or shoot him on the golf course. And I've said he needs to stop announcing where he's going to be. If he's going to play golf, he needs to randomly pick where it is. He's got so many damn golf courses, and then just show up. Don't give him time to direct this guy who knew right where to come at the side of the golf course and pop out of the woods. He pulls up, gets out with a gun, guy sees him, runs into the woods. Here, pop, 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 pow. He runs away from the Secret Service. Secret Service police pull up. They go, "That's him, that's him." I mean, it was right there. They were on their job, but it's a huge perimeter. The average cops, Secret Service aren't bad. They're trying to do their job. But the guy literally just popped in and popped out, like magically finds right where Trump is. What? And during the breaks, I've checked X. I've checked other places. No one's asking why the guy knew right where to pop out. It'd be like if you were hunting a big buck on, shoot, a big golf course like that. Look up how many acres Mar-a-Lago is. Look up how many acres Mar-a-Lago golf course is. It's got another name, but it's, how big is Trump's golf course in Mar-a-Lago? How many acres is Trump's golf course in Mar-a-Lago? What, 400, 500, 600? Probably 1,000? I don't know. And so a guy, imagine you're hunting a buck, and there's woods all over the place. It's heavily wooded. I'd say half the golf course is woods, and there's roads around it, and he knows right where to pop up, right where the buck is, right on the hole he wants. Come on, people. You're hunting on 500 acres and there's one buck and you just pull your car up and just get out and the buck's right where you come out. Come on, people. That's why folks tune into this show, because I come up with the angles other people don't, and I don't want to be the one come up with the angles. It's so frustrating. I mean, that's what the Secret Service and the local police should be asking, and then the FBI, is how the hell did this guy know right where to pop up? Okay, well, it's 7,326 yards of play space. Look up this. How many square miles is the West Palm Beach Golf Club? That's what I want to know. It's when I said 500 acres, it's going to be thousands. Let me make a guess. It's a very expensive area, so I bet it's smaller than that. I bet it's 1,000 acres. But it doesn't matter. The point is it's big. And if you think that guy just parked his car, went through woods, we can't even see the golf course there. It's designed like that. And then pops out and just perfectly is about to kill Trump, you need to have your head examined. I'm so angry I can barely do the show right now. I don't want to start cussing. But I know what it's going to be like if they kill Trump. I mean, you know, my ass is on the line. So is yours, but mine a lot faster. I mean, our lives are in the fucking balance here. God fucking damn it. See, I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain. I don't mean to disrespect. I apologize. I'm going to stop right now. I want God to damn these people. I mean that. I'm praying for God to damn these people to hell. I grew up Baptist. They're like, you ever say that? You're taking God's name in vain. No, I'm not taking it in vain. I mean it. I want God to damn these people. It doesn't matter. I'm not a preacher or a priest, so God knows my heart and you don't. And what comes out of my mouth comes out when I want to say it. I am beyond pissed off right now. Oh, boy. Okay, I got control. It's only 200 acres, so I guess that it's still big. Oh, more than 200 acres. I don't think anybody knows. All right, that's enough. Okay, so there's a lot of angles, a lot to cover, a lot to do. Jack Posobiec said he'd be popping in anytime now. He was with his family at a carnival. Jack's a hardworking guy during the week, but he likes to take off some on Sunday with his family, and I get it. He's driving back home. Told the kids they had to cut it short. I want to get his take on this, so he should be joining us. Let me see if he's texting me. We talked about an hour ago, and he said it took him about an hour to get home. So he should be on about 10, 15 minutes with us. And we're also going to be joining, coming up in about 35 minutes, our spaces, and a bunch of big folks decided they were going to kill their spaces and just join ours on X. So we'll be taking those speakers, Nick Sordor, hopefully get Mario to fall on. We know we're going to get Steve Bannon on, but he's in prison right now, and a bunch of other, Jack Posobiec's coming on. That's all coming up. But I said it, so here's a few of my Trump predictions. The deep state already tried to kill him and failed on July 13th of this year, just 40-something days ago. And 2 days after it happened, I came out and said the deep state is going to try again, and they're going to try to frame Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that we're not in normal times. World War III, nuclear war is this close. They just fired 5 shots at Trump and hit him in the side of the head. And the media's like, oh, big deal, he survived an assassination attempt. And now they've tried to kill him with a gun. They're going to try to poison him. So Trump, inside circle, listen to me. And I know you've listened before. You've had the Secret Service call me. I've briefed them on stuff. Listen to me. They're going to try to poison him now. This blew up in their face. They failed. They fired 5 shots. They killed 2 people. This means the New World Order is going for broke.
But definitely the globalists are scared right now. And in closing, don't you agree they're going to try to kill Trump even more now?
Yeah, he's in the biggest threat. I mean, he needs more protection than he's ever had, because right now it's basically guaranteed, like you said, that he's going to win because more people are coming on board. So he needs to be protected maximally.
All right, folks. All right, we'll get Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret colonel, on as well coming up. He's texting. He wants to get on. So we'll get Potobic's coming up, Raiklin, Nick Sortor, a lot of the really smart folks. And Chase will be in here co-hosting with me as well into the third and fourth hour tonight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, I've got MSNBC saying Trump had it coming. Wow. Also, other big breaking news at Infowars.com. Biden men defies subpoenas demanding answers surrounding executive order allowing agencies to promote voter registration of illegal aliens. That story's huge on Infowars.com. That's totally illegal, what he's doing, but that's just par for the course. With these crooks. But by the grace of God, Trump's alive. That's twice now in 2 months and 2 days. And I guess Trump's just going to parade around in front of his enemies even more now, I would predict. Okay, we're just sitting here waiting for somebody to put a bullet in him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the T-shirt, Team Humanity with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In constant sorrow.
Well, I'm on the air 7 days a week during this election because it's the most important election in world history. The globalists are trying to start World War III with Russia, announcing they're going to start raining down storm shadow missiles inside Russia. Russia says that's an act of war and that they're going to go to war with NATO. We got Jack Posobiec calling in 10 minutes. Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret colonel, lawyer, really smart guy. You know him well. On the front lines of understanding what's happening, basically lives up on Capitol Hill going after the deep state. When Jack pops in, we'll put him on hold and come back to him if he wants to stay with us. Because others, he's got a lot to say.
Also coming up, we've got MSNBC on second assassination attempt. Trump had it coming. Here's what I want to say to Ivan Raiklin, and then get his observations. You've got this huge golf course, and you've got 18 holes, and you've got woods all the way around it, and this guy drops in an SUV in an area highly patrolled by police and Secret Service. They were there 30 seconds after he got shot at by Secret Service. Reportedly, may have shot first, but missed. We're not sure yet, but they admit that they saw him with a gun, and there was gunfire. One went off. Probably both sides were not sure, but Secret Service definitely shot at him. The person that saw him go in with a gun, saw him run off with a gun, pointed him out as he ran for the police, so they got him. He's in custody. How did he just drop in magically around this huge golf course with massive woods all around it so it doesn't disturb the neighborhood and just know right where Trump would be, which he did on the fifth hole? I mean, come on! And then the media is absolutely ready with it. Oh, it's just gunfire. It's gang-related. When they didn't get Trump, that was pushed out within minutes, even though Sean Hannity was supposed to go on the golf event outing, called Trump and his friend and got the real story. That was out instantly. The media ignored that. But then, because local police got to the press, the truth came out. America is in a war for its future. America is in a war for its very survival right now. The deep state is cornered. They know Trump's going to win in a landslide. They tried to kill him 2 months ago. They tried to kill again. This country's fighting for its life. This is what it looks like right now. Ivan Raiklin, give us your expert take just 3 hours into this unfolding on what you think's going on here. And do you agree with me that the guy dropping in, witness, pulls in, pulls right up, calmly walks in the woods with a gun, 30 seconds later, there's shots going off, the guy walks back out, runs, gets in the car and drives off. I mean, how the hell would you drop in like that if you didn't have somebody directing you there? Or it's just one in a million luckiness, Ivan.
No, I'm going to say this. I mean, it's not like the Secret Service are protecting a new target like what, they could claim that, oh, Butler, Pennsylvania, that's something new. We did a little recon. We failed. This is a fixed site that they've had to protect for numerous years. So it's not like it's a new sort of plan of action that they need to take in order to protect the facility known as Mar-a-Lago. There's and the golf course that he owns, not only Mar-a-Lago, but the different golf courses that President Trump owns. So in this instance, right? And so it's very disingenuous to say that it is another mistake. Like Jack Dorsey says when he censors folks, it's a mistake. The Secret Service say it's a mistake. No, at this point in time, it needs to be presumed that it was an inside job. And then it needs to be disproven that it was an inside job.
I agree. What are your other observations?
Yeah, I think at this point we need to all of our networks that are listening in, we need to go ahead and start to basically create a list of those Secret Service officers that were on site July 13th, that were on site today, and figure out if there's any overlap, and then also take a look at who is investigating the assassination attempts. I know that the Miami field office's special agent in charge is actually taking a look at it, and there's already reports that special agent in charge, I'll have to take a look at what his name is. But he was found by the Judiciary Committee on May 15th. Jim Jordan was requesting that he testify because he was accused by whistleblowers of basically having bias against those that were pro-Trump and then even making statements public on his social media against Donald Trump. So the TDS-infused FBI is essentially using its authority at this point to go well above and beyond just their private citizen capacity First Amendment activity. It's going into their investigative work and probably beyond to nefarious bad faith activity.
Ivan, let me raise this.
Look at every single one of them and start to expose them and the risk that they pose to a President Trump presidency.
So Trump in 2 months and 2 days, so that's in 62 days, 63 days, has survived two assassination attempts. And
you and I called this a year ago, almost 8 months ago, February, right? And everybody was yelling at us, oh, they're advocating for something bad. No, we're giving you what their playbook is going to be. And we hit it on the nail to the T, and they're only escalating.
So this will only make them escalate more, won't it? They're a cornered animal.
Absolutely. They are cornered in one of the reasons I think that they're doing this is I like that meme that you put out earlier on your X account. Elon Musk just moved Twitter to Texas. there are now more opportunities to expose these scum through Twitter Holdings in a safer manner now that Elon has those headquarters here in Texas. And I think that they're factoring this in and trying to do all things available to them. You mentioned it earlier on the program. I watched some of your material earlier today. They're going to go to war. They're going to go ahead and do cyber. They're just going to do all full court press. And that's why I think it is important on us, especially you as a Texas resident and all influencers in Texas, to go ahead and apply the maximum public pressure and awareness campaign that Elon, we're short on time. Now that your Twitter is in Texas, start court.
Well, I can tell you without giving any.
Pick up the phone and call State Senator Brian Hughes and start to work the problem.
And we're going to check back in with you a little bit later. Jack, what's up? It's coming up. I want to interview you more on some other subjects that are tied into this. But let's just say it. Trump needs to, because he doesn't have the security, he doesn't have the full Secret Service. They admitted that in the press conference, that's why there weren't any Secret Service, you know, in the woods or on that road. This is preposterous. Trump has got to stop parading around in all these target zones. It's got to stop.
I see your argument on that. It is a valid point. We need to protect President Trump. But on the other token of that is, if he does that, then does he appear weak? And then,
but listen, he's going to win. Is why they're trying to kill him. The point is, no. If he explains it, okay. Clearly, they're not going to protect me. And look, he just doesn't need. If he wants to go to one of his golf courses, get on a plane, not tell anybody, and go there, he'll be okay. Clearly, this guy had help and was directed right to that spot. He cannot go somewhere and stay somewhere 4 days. That gives them plenty of time to launch an operation.
I think the most important thing that we collectively can do, and this is what the reason why I'm in Texas, is to the way we protect President Trump is that we have to make those people that have TDS have less of it. And the way we do that is to put out more and more content, as you're doing, exposing the nefarious actors that are going after him. And if we can do it with granular level detail, then that puts them on defense. Then they have to defend themselves. Right now they feel that they can act with impunity. We need to make sure that we are the blocking force in the psyche of the American people, and then also have other layers of physical protection, as you mentioned, other than relying on federal actors that are clearly in the positions that they are in order to create increased risk to President Trump. So maybe I can't remember who called on it, but I think Governor DeSantis should take the lead in this investigation. Florida needs to take the lead. You know, the local and state officials need to take lead on the investigation of this assassination attempt. If they don't, then guess what? It will appear as though Ron DeSantis, as the governor of Florida, is complicit in the cover-up of this assassination attempt.
What do you make of Eric Prince, who we know has been providing a lot of logistics?
I think Eric Prince is the one that called on it earlier today.
Absolutely. I mean, we cannot have the same old Obama, New World Order, Biden, Harris machine be involved in this at any levels.
Agree. Eric Prince, as a private citizen, is the one that is most experienced in running a company that protects the highest level of importance individuals globally. Personal.
And what do they do? They change rates or they change routes all the time. They fly people in helicopters or on the ground, and they drive 100 miles an hour and tell no one where they're going to the minute they go. So the first thing he'll say is stop going to a place we can't control or protect you and letting people know that you're on a damn golf course.
Right. I mean, I would say take Eric Prince's lead on this. He's probably the most knowledgeable person on this subject matter. And if he recommends that, then that's something that President Trump needs to sincerely.
Well, speaking
take
of Eric, Eric Trump says, my dad's running out of lives. They're trying to kill him. The Secret Service won't protect him. We've got to do something. Yeah, your dad, and I'm not attacking Trump. You know, we get it. He's not a coward. It's not cowardly. I'm not a coward. But if I was Trump and the top guy that they've got to take out, he's going to win in a landslide, I sure as hell would knock off the golf course stuff.
Yeah, I mean, change your pattern of life. Make things a lot harder for them to put you in a position to be vulnerable. I would agree 100%.
All right, if you were talking to Trump, Ivan, and he listens to you, I know, and so does Capitol Hill, a lot of folks, what would you say if you had 2 minutes to talk to Trump? What would you say to him?
I would say I would need 30 seconds. I would tell him to pick up the phone and then go ahead and call two people. General Flynn, Eric Prince, those two people need to be by your side every day at every single meeting that you're at. Done.
All right. As this unfolds later tonight, tomorrow, Ivan Reichlin, we want to talk to you again for radio listeners that didn't see your X handle up on screen. How people find you?
Yeah, so Ivan Reichlin, I'm on X primarily at this point in the digital battle space, and then also on Rumble. And I am in Texas all week. I'm actually sitting here in Houston. I'm going to be doing some bigger shows. Dinesh, I'm going to be up at Blaze as well at the end of the week. And then in InfoWars Studios with some of your colleagues there. If you want me to report within studio right. as well, I'd be honored to come on board on Wednesday.
Absolutely. 60-second closing point about what you witnessed today. I can't believe we're just I'm doing it too. We're just calmly talking about a second assassination attempt.
So Donald Trump presents at this point the gravest threat to the established order and the deep state domestically and globally. Everyone knows that now because you've been saying that for decades, right? Finally, it's coming to fruition. And with X, also the amplification platform, exposing this to a billion monthly active users almost, it is now at a critical juncture. We are in a digital, I'll just call it for what it is. It's a digital and information civil war. Let's keep it peaceful by continuing to apply pressure and then usher in the existential threat to the deep state, usher in President Trump so that we can start to prosecute and hold all those individuals to account.
That's right. We're peacefully winning the hearts and minds of the info war with soft power. The enemy's losing, so they're desperately trying violence. And that's why I'm really concerned about false flags being blamed on Trump supporters. Look for that. Ivan Reichlin, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Alice. Appreciate you.
All right. Let's go ahead and play the clip that I was talking about. The full clip's up on InfoWars.com. MSNBC on second assassination attempt. Trump had it coming. Here it is.
Yeah. Do you expect there to be calls from within the Trump campaign to do that? Because he's going to reach out to his supporters and say, let's take this down. We do not know, again, the source of any gunshot or gunshots. We don't know who's responsible for this. The whole thing has yet to be 100% confirmed from start to finish how this all played out. But do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
Well, Alex, remember back to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life and how, you know, there was talk of a new tone, and then the Republican convention was, by Trumpian standards, muted, and it did seem like he was, you know, just trying to take it down a few notches. But then by the end of his convention speech, you know, we were kind of back to where we started. So I don't know how long this could, you know, this moment of unity for the country where we come together and we say, I don't want any political opposition to be under threat of violence. It's not okay, any threat of violence, you know, we don't want. I would love for us to have a unity type moment, but I think it's probably going to be pretty fleeting, as we've seen in the past.
These people are sick. All right, we're going to be joining Jack Posobiec here in a minute when he calls in to give us his take, and then we're going to be connecting with Nick Sordor and a bunch of others, simulcasting on RX spaces, a bunch of very informed speakers and folks giving their take on the situation we're witnessing. But we do have Jack Posobiec now connected. Again, he's former Naval Intelligence, but I've known him for 8-9 years, great journalist. So prolific, reaching over 10 million people a day conservatively, now with his popular news programs and more. And it's just, we knew this was coming. Trump's got a lot of courage. He still lives his life the way he wants to. But in this situation, I think he needs to really understand that until he's president, he won't have the security he needs to do things like this. God is protecting him, but you don't want to tempt fate as well. We've seen a lot of very interesting developments here. Them trying to deny it was an assassination attempt at first, then having to admit it. Some of the media saying Trump had it coming to him, MSNBC. This is just wild with the whole Russia development. Jack was on Friday. That show on X, because Musk has taken the controls off, it's clear. We had 40-plus million views on my show and the other shows combined. Just amazing. So people are getting the word. And we were obviously talking about the Storm Shadow missiles. And that's confirmed now that Biden has green lit that reportedly. And Russia says that's an act of war. So we have these twin things going on. But clearly, the deep state needs to get rid of Trump ahead of launching what could turn into World War III, but very quickly. So, Jack, I know you've got limited time here. We're 10 minutes to break, so you've got the floor. Give us your briefing, sir.
Well, Alex, thanks so much for having me on and, of course, for doing this emergency broadcast. Look, I learned the news as much as everybody else. Probably just a few minutes before it went live, I was getting sources from the local Palm Beach County police, people who were down there hearing of the attack, hearing that something had gone on, a potential second assassination attempt. We also know that very early on, liberal media were trying to downplay this yet again, trying to say this was a gang-related thing, trying to say it was two people in a high-crime area. No, this was a Trump assassination attempt, the second one we've seen in 2 months, almost 2 months exactly to the day. And what we are now witnessing, and people know that I've got the book coming out about the first one. I've just got off the phone, by the way, with my publisher just a few minutes ago. Ryan Routh will be included in Bulletproof. Order bulletproof.com. Ryan Routh will be included. All of the information that we collect on him, and we're collecting a lot, will be included. The fact that this guy, we're hearing now, trained for 8 months on the ground in Ukraine, that he was potentially involved in combat operations in Ukraine, that he was working to try to bring Afghan fighters from Afghanistan after that failed, after the stand down of withdrawal out of Kabul, to bring them to Ukraine to get involved in the fight there. This is someone who is clearly at the nexus of mercenaries, clearly at the nexus of CIA operatives, clearly at the nexus of so many various things that we've seen going on, where foreign fighters have come from the United States, go to Ukraine. By the way, this happened in Syria as well, where far leftists would go into Syria, they'd receive training, they would go to the battlefield, they would receive training with terrorist groups, and then they would come back and conduct attacks in the United States. And we know that some of them were involved in CHAZ. So we're seeing yet another example of someone who is an ardent leftist who has traveled to Ukraine. He went crazy during COVID. He went even crazier during the Ukraine crisis. He had up on his Twitter account, he still has up on his Twitter account, "I will die for Ukraine." And then he goes and attempts to take a shot at President Trump. And Alex, there's a lot of questions being asked about why was it that this guy was able to get so close? Why didn't President Trump have full security, presidential level security? Why didn't he have, how did he have access to this? And more importantly, did he have access to President Trump's schedule? Because from what my people are telling me, that he was only about one or two holes away from where President Trump was standing. I'm also told that when he had his interaction, his exchange of fire, and I keep hearing that phrase over and over, exchange of fire, that he, I'll read you just a tweet from, or a comment from a source. "They broke ranks to get to a hard point to return cover. He breached the bubble for 15 seconds or so before retreating. It was a solid fighting stance too. Definitely trained for this." And some of the guys are talking about the dangers of Ukraine hardliners and NAFO as well. So these hardline Ukraine supporters, like apparently this
person was. Jack, start over for
again,
people that missed what you said.
I'll die for Ukraine.
Alex, hey, Jack. Start.
By the way, I'm getting your production feed in my ear, so I'm not getting your feed.
Sounds
directly.
About right. We'll fix that. Go ahead, Jack. Can you hear me now, Jack?
Yeah, you know, I can hear you. I just hear all the producers as well.
Yeah, of course. They got a microphone open. Listen, my issue is this. Start over. You're saying we now know the name of the reported shooter there in Florida.
So the reported shooter, we're told, is Ryan Wesley Routh, 58 years old, someone who is intimately involved in Ukraine recruiting operations for foreign fighters. So the foreign fighter flow that was going between the U.S. and Ukraine, this is a guy who was directly involved with these types of operations. Someone, by the way, who was even quoted in the New York Times about a year ago alongside Malcolm Nance, who was also involved in these foreign fighter flows, as involved with, let me see here, the Foreign Legion of Ukraine. So the Ukrainian Foreign Legion, the Ukrainian International Legion, different people referring to it. There's some moving target as to where exactly he resided, or he may have moved around at some point, because they're saying he resided in Florida, then other places. He's referring to himself as being from Hawaii. The New York Times said that he was from North Carolina. But again and again, the main nexus that we see coming up here is that he was heavily involved with Ukraine. If this is the exact name, by the way, he was involved with a scheme to attempt to recruit Afghan refugees. So Afghan foreign trained fighters, or US CIA trained fighters, that he was attempting to bring those Afghan fighters into Ukraine to fight Russia, and was having trouble getting the passports in order to do so. Also, we're seeing that he received direct consent from the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine back in May of this year, saying that he was under contract as potentially a mercenary, or what they call a salaried soldier, under the position of a shooter. Raheem Kassam has that up. I've retweeted it. So look, guys, there's a lot coming out on him, far more than ever came out on Thomas Matthew Crooks. And we just finished, or I thought we had finished writing the book on Thomas Matthew Crooks. But of course, I've spoken to the publisher for Bulletproof, and we are actually going to be pulling that from the presses. They say if we have time, we're able to get the information about Ryan Routh in there, because this is the historic event. The name is out there. Ryan Routh is the name all over the place. The FBI has confirmed this is a second assassination attempt, and we are seeing someone who has far left-wing politics, but also extreme neoconservative, neoliberal politics. Someone who, by the way, Alex, you and I have been saying again and again that there would be something involving Ukraine, involving Russia, that potentially affect our election directly, and it looks as that may have just happened.
Jack, pulling back here again, you've got it all up on your X account. We've reposted it as well. This has just broke the last 20 minutes that they have him in custody. They're now releasing his name. And I remember you a year ago, 8 months ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, saying we need to look at Ukrainians, Americans that have trained in Ukraine, coming back to America, who've got training, who've been radicalized. It's like a lot of these white supremacists the Southern Poverty Law Center and others are controlling, posing as Trump supporters, turned out are U.S. Ukraine or Canadian Ukraine or European Ukraine veterans coming back here. And you've warned that they could be connected to the previous assassination and future ones of Trump. Do you remember saying that? Because you were the only one I've ever heard say that. And now it's coming true.
Well, Alex, it's happened before. It's happened before that. We've seen radicals get military experience in Syria, come back and conduct domestic terror operations. This happened in Chaz. I'm one of the only people who's ever reported on this, with the YPG sending people over to Chaz. And we've seen it again, and potentially we've seen it again here, where someone who's clearly highly radicalized, who was involved in fighting in Ukraine, then came back to the United States, came back to Florida, and attempted to kill President Trump.
All right, stay there. I know you got to go, but we got to go to break. New stuff just broke. Jack Posobiec, Facebook just scrubbed his account just seconds ago. I mean, folks.
Well, there you go.
Folks.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg has a chance to stand up to what he's been saying lately, and he could release it if he wanted to, if he wants to tell us that he's really on the side of truth and transparency, or he can comply with the deep state. Mark Zuckerberg, the choice is yours.
And that's all the private stuff he's got on there should be released. Well, you know the FBI told him to take that down. We've got to go to break. People can follow you. Just type in Jack Posobiec on X. You can't miss Jack Posobiec. We'll be right back. Stay right there. 5 more minutes with us after 2 minutes. I want to recap this, that now the reported identity, the sheriff's department, and you tie it back to this guy. And it is the same photo of the same guy they had detained there. So it appears to be him. And he's heavily involved in the whole Ukraine operation, just as Jack Posobiec predicted here months ago that's where these attacks will be coming from. He nailed it, just like they used Cuba-style people to go after Kennedy.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD,
along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.